Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
What's your opinion today? Can women have men as mentors? 404-263-0941. Join us and give us your thoughts, because this came up on the show yesterday. We were talking about an entertainment news story about Billie Eilish getting text messages from Drake. And everybody immediately said, oh, it's creepy. But then if you take a step back from it, here is my question. They're both in entertainment, mm-hmm. and they're both in music. If he were truly reaching out as a conversation to mentor her in the music industry, isn't that a good thing for Billie Eilish to have someone as successful as him, maybe taking her under his wing and saying, like, here's what I can teach you, kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So that's my question. If everybody immediately judges it and says it's creepy, then doesn't that affect the rest of us? Like, can women ever be equal at work if men can't mentor them without being judged? And doesn't that, to me, hold women back from getting ahead and ever getting equal in the workplace? And so I'd love to be able to hear your opinions on this at 404-263-0941 if you want to join Jen and Friends this morning. What are your thoughts on it?
So why do we automatically assume that it's going to be creepy? Like, why do the first thing that comes to people's head is, well, that's creepy, Drake and Billie Eilish, or, you know, well, he's mentoring that younger coworker. Why does that have to be creepy? So the assumption is that all men have the wrong idea. All men are in it for the wrong reason, which I disagree with, because I think there are a lot of men out there that have a position, a power position. They can help lead and guide the next mm-hmm. round of employees and help them out and move up in their process, their journey. But I don't like the assumption that, well, he's older and she's younger, he must be in it for a reason. Wink, wink. I don't like that.
Yeah. 404-263-0941. What do you think?
I don't see a problem with it as long as you set guidelines and boundaries are not crossed.
What do you mean?
You have to set a standard. I mean, if he's texting her at 8, 9, 10 at night or something like that, and it's not work-related, or if he's calling her like terms of endearment, like, hey, babe, or hey, hun, or something like that, then she kind of needs to step back and set the guidelines. Says, hey, you know, I'm not your babe. Maybe you this was a wrong text sent to me. Maybe some to someone else. Is this correct?
So, but I think mentorship in the workplace is very different than, you know, communication elsewhere. But it does get blended, right? Like, so if you were mentoring, like, Mark, say, for example, like, you were mentoring another guy in mm-hmm. radio, y'all probably go out for beers.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And there'd be no problem with it.
Totally cool. That'd be kind of considered like a work thing, and that'd be fine because you're two dudes and you're having a beer and you're taking him under your wing and you're saying, let me show you the ropes, kid. Now, if you do this exact same thing with a woman who's trying to make her way in radio, are people going to judge you for it? What's Mark doing having beers with her?
Exactly.
What's up with that?
And they don't, you don't know the intentions. You don't know if I'm getting a beer with Bo across the street and I'm just trying to help him out get more hours, or if I'm taking Janine downstairs to get a cup of coffee. Well, did you see Mark and Janine were down there?
Oh,
yeah.
They were
having a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's alert HR.
Right.
I mean, it's the assumption that we're always got ulterior motives.
Yeah. Okay. 404-263-0941. Maria in Atlanta has something to say about this. Hey, Maria. Can men mentor women?
I think that they can. I have a best friend. He's 50 years old. I'm 23. And we hang out consistently. And when we go out, everybody thinks that, you know, oh, she's just a gold digger, and, oh, he's just trying to get someone younger. But it's nothing like that. Like, everything that we talk about is career-wise, and I find him very, very wise. That's why I like hanging out with him.
And that's where you're going to be able to ultimately get ahead in your career. Right, Maria?
Absolutely. He has given me great advice, and everything that he has given me, like, it's worked. So that's why I consistently go back to him.
Thank you so much for the call. Nina is calling from Lawrenceville. Hey, Nina.
Hey, Jen, how are you?
Good. So what do you think? Can men mentor women in any line of work?
There is absolutely no way that you would be foolish to think that a man would do that without expecting something in return.
There's really no way.
Just no way.
So yes. Your assumption is that every man that mentors a younger coworker or an intern has bad intentions.
Bad intentions. Yes, I do. That is just foolish.
Because all men aren't like that. All men aren't like that. If Jen came to me and had questions for me, like about interior design, of course, I want nothing from Jen, and she knows my situation. I have, I'm not giving her nothing, and she ain't getting nothing from me.
That is always in the back of a man's mind.
When
you put them in a situation that they would be mentoring a woman, there's just no way. There is no way.
Do you agree with Nina or not? Wow, that is a powerful statement that you're saying right there. I know the guys in the room look like they just bit into a lemon, but I want to know what everybody thinks. 404-263-0941. Nina says anybody's a fool if they think a man doesn't want something else when he's mentoring a woman.
Look, we're dumb guys. Yes, we all have. We are dirty, dumb guys. So I'm not disagreeing to say that all men are perfectly clean, angelic human beings, but to say no man should ever mentor a woman because we have bad motives, that's not correct.
All right, your opinions are coming up next.
We're back with Group Therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, the question today is, can men mentor women? And we got a call from Nina who said, anybody is a fool who thinks that. What do you think? 404-263-0941. Amy Incoming is here to add her opinion to the mix. Hey, Amy.
Hi, friends. How's it going?
Hey, Fran.
Good morning.
Everybody's fired up this morning.
Fran. I am. This is one topic, apparently, I just really felt passionate about.
Do tell.
To me, I'm not quite sure why it's a gender versus gender situation. Because really, if someone has the skill to mentor someone, then they should be the ones mentoring them, regardless of the gender. But on the other side of things, I'm also the feminist world, or I'm going, why does it have to be a guy? Why do we have to have specifically a guy being able to help a woman be successful in business? It's one of those worlds where 2019, let's get onto the program where women are just as good and great and as skilled as men are. And we're still working on that equality concept, but why do we need men to get us there?
Well, I think the equality concept is that if we are going to reach the equal status, we're going to need male mentors, you know? There's not a ton of female mentors doing what I'm doing in the radio industry still today in 2019 as hosting a show. So if I don't have male mentors, I may not have anybody to go to ask for guidance and advice and, you know, to take me under my wing. So I'm just saying that you're right, it shouldn't matter. Men and women should mentor, but we have to take out that creepy factor, right? To judge every man that's mentoring a young woman.
Correct. I agree with Mark. If they're like calling in the middle of the night, making like lovey-dovey names, that's a whole nother ball game. Yeah. We've entered the creep factor. But to actually be the mentor should be whoever has the skill, regardless if it's male or female. Whoever has the skill and knowledge and ability to help someone, that's who should be the mentor.
You're
who
awesome.
Cares if they're a male or a female.
Amy, thanks so much for the call. Lauren in Johns Creek wants to join in. Hey, Lauren, welcome to Group Therapy.
Good morning. I think it may be an age thing. Older generations, I feel like that's what they have in the past. That's what they've been through. But I mean, I just joined the workforce a couple years ago, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. I mean, I am in a field where males dominate, and I have to have a male mentor to be able to show me the ropes, and that's how I've been able to keep them moving forward. But
hey, Lauren, let me ask you this. So let's say there's a very powerful someone in your business, and he's been doing it for 50 years. He's very successful, but let's say he's in his 60s. You're just getting invested into this business. You're working on your career. He offers to mentor you. Now, isn't the job of this gentleman is to lead the next generations of CEOs and powerful women? Do you still see that as a creepy factor because he's in his 60s, you're in your 20s, he's going to be mentoring you to lead you forward? Is that still creepy?
Not at all. If he is someone who can get me to keep moving forward, that's where I feel like our generation, like a younger generation, is totally all for it. And yeah, maybe if you were older, maybe in those times, I mean, in the nicest way possible, that's how it was, but I don't think it's that way anymore.
Thank you so much for the call, Lauren. Appreciate your opinion. And now let's hear from a guy, Jim in Lawrenceville. Welcome to Group Therapy.
Good morning.
Hey, friend.
Good morning.
I do think Nina is off base. I think that being a vice president and owner of a company myself for many years, I have mentored both men and women to give them the knowledge I have. In the back of your mind, that should not be going on. And if it is, for any man or any woman, you're wrong, because women can mentor men and men can mentor women.
But did you ever, as you were mentoring a female, did that thought ever cross your mind?
Absolutely not. I'm a professional.
Awesome.
Love it. Thank you so much for the call. It was really great to get your perspective on this, Jim. All right, join the conversation for group therapy right now, 404-263-0941. So far, nobody is agreeing with Nina, but I'm wondering, is there anybody out there that actually does agree with her? 404-263-0941. Your opinions continue next. Group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Star 94.1 and Jen and friends, welcome back to group therapy. We've been asking this morning, can women have men as mentors in any industry? And we heard from Nina, and she's still on hold with us here. Nina, what's your opinion on this?
There's just no way a man would not expect something from a woman. There's just absolutely no way. And you would be a fool to think that. Women should be helping women because men don't understand their needs.
So,
we don't understand our needs.
What do you guys think about that? 404-263-0941. Chelsea calling from Athens.
Hey, yes. I definitely think Nina is incorrect, but I think on the flip side, you could reverse it and say that women have the ulterior motive and that sometimes women actually seek out men, for that same reason. So, I don't think that I should always be blamed on men, because I definitely think that sometimes you can flip it around and women have that ulterior motive too.
Okay, different perspective. Thank you so much for the call on that, Chelsea. Melanie is calling in. Hey, Melanie.
Hi. Yes, I'm actually a chief marketing officer, and my perspective is women absolutely need male mentors to get to the top. All the top positions are held by men, so the path for women is we need that guidance.
I couldn't agree with you more, because I think we have to get rid of that stigma, because you don't want men afraid to mentor women in the workplace. That's going to hold us back for more generations.
And if I'm going to mentor somebody, but I'm also worried that she thinks that I have bad intentions, then I'm going to hold back.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what we don't want to be happening. Melanie, thank you so much for your perspective and your call and for listening to Jen and Friends. Tracy in Palmetto wants to get in on this. Hey, Tracy.
Hey. Hi, I was just calling in regards to what about the women that start the inappropriate relationships to get ahead, and they kind of throws everything under the bus.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, it's like there's so many different angles to this topic. I mean,
I'm sure that happens the same way. I'm sure there are male mentors out there who have bad intentions. But as Nina said, to say that all men have ulterior motives is not correct.
Nope.
Does it feel just personally offensive when somebody thinks that?
To me, I feel attacked by someone saying that. What Nina said, I feel attacked, you know, as a man by her saying that. I mean, once again, would you be afraid to work with me, Janet, hypothetically, if we were not in radio?
Uh-huh.
Once again, I'm an interior designer. I've been doing this job 16 years now. And if you needed some help with interior design, you had some questions, and I mentored you, would you be afraid to work with me or ask me for questions, guidance, or advice?
No, I don't think I would. But I think that's because I know you. And I think that this situation is in business.
Mm-hmm.
As you're getting to know someone, you have to be able to build those relationships. Mentors for men mentoring women, women mentoring men. You have to be able to take the gender out of it and the judgment out of it. Nobody wants to get judged.
Yeah, exactly. But you have to have a rapport.
Nobody wants somebody raising the eyebrow at them.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have a rapport with a person. It's not like you're asking a random on the street.
Well, the phone lines are still blowing up here. So obviously you have a lot to say about this. And we'll continue the conversation on Facebook, Facebook.com, Jen and Friends Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.